take it from this place. And when I say out, I mean, there were parts of my body that were just not out, like out of my body. No. Well, I was sick as an understatement. Like, okay, so I'm gonna break it down for you folks, just in case. Okay, so my lower back, like, it was just nothing was happening there. Like, there was sitting up in bed was not even really a possibility for like at least a few hours. Then my neck was giving me a tension headache, so I had a headache on top of that. So, and I don't know if you folks have ever, okay, imagine a migraine, but like worse, in my opinion. I don't know. Talk to a doctor about it. Maybe they have a better answer. Like, no, well, migraine's worse, but this tension headache, I could feel the veins in my head throbbing. Like, I could touch my temple and, like, it would just be like, I don't know. It was the worst thing ever. And then, you know, like, you try to find ways to, like, I don't particularly like taking, like, leave and medicine and stuff like that. Not because, like, oh, well, you know, I'm like, I'm one of those people, oh, I don't want to take medicine. No, if I need it, then I need it. But at the same time, like, my body, for one, just was not willing to work with me last week. And still, like, I'm still in a significant amount of pain here on my end. But I love doing this show so much. And last week, I even did a show, but then I just didn't have the energy to, like, even put it up on the podcast or anything like that. I just had to sit back and just take the week for myself, because there was no way I was going to be able to push forward like that. The most relief that I had was I ran myself. This is how bad it got. I ran a bath. I ran a hot bath, and then I laid in it for about like an hour or two. And then this is where things start to take a left turn. It sounds relaxing, right? Oh, like, you know, you ran a bath. I put some salt in there, the Epsom salt, like the coconut and pink Himalayan salt and stuff like that. And the coconut salt, it smelled really, really, really good. But I couldn't, like, I laid down in it, and it felt really nice for, like, you know, like, probably, like, 5-10 minutes, then I would have to sit up, and then I couldn't take it. Like, it was just so much pain just surging through my body. I didn't, like, I just wrapped myself in one of my towels, and then I just laid down like that, with the AC running at, like, 61 or 62 degrees. I like my rooms cold, folks. I like cold. I'm sorry. And apparently my body was like, it mistook I like cold for I like a cold. So then I got a head cold because I didn't properly dry off. So now I have a head cold, and like, I'm feeling sick. And, like, I'm starting to sneeze and cough, and I'm like, what's happening? And it's like, I didn't dry off earlier, did I? Because I ended up, like, I couldn't even sleep properly. Like, there was so much going on with my body that I was just like, I can't do anything. I'm not doing anything at all for, like, the rest of the week. This is it. And I was like, well, I could at least edit the last show and put it up on the podcast. And like, my body was like, if you move another muscle, I'm shutting down. Like, it was the worst. It was just all bad. And I'm sure you can probably still hear it. Like, I'm still a little bit nasally, but nonetheless, I made it. I persevered, made it through Monday. And that's the important thing, that we're here today. We're here, that we're ready to set off a new fantastic week. If it was bad last week, then let's make it great this week. That's the mentality you gotta have, because you're gonna have some good days, you're gonna have some bad days, you're gonna have some good weeks, you're gonna have some bad weeks. But the important thing is to make the most of what you can out of. When I was finally able to move, and I want to give a thank you to everyone, actually, everyone who was wishing me, to get better. Some people were like, oh my gosh, are you okay? And all this kind of, sending me text messages, calling me. I'm sorry I didn't answer your calls. It's because I was just, too busy dying. Oh my gosh. No, I want to thank you all for all the help and support, and it's been a lot, and I was able to finally move and go and get things that I enjoy, let's say string cheese, pickles. I don't know why, but I was craving that for the longest. And then on top of that, I'm sure there's a lot of things that a lot of people were craving and that they do crave and things like that when they are sick, because that's when you want it the most. Like it's at that point, it's comforting to you, right? Comfort food. Is that where that comes from? I don't know. I do know that there was once I was finally able to move, we're gonna talk about this in the next segment. You know what? We'll talk about being sick later on in the week when I start to finally feel better and I can actually talk about it and I won't sound as nasally. And it's like, what did he say? I don't know. It sounded like phlegm. It sounded like he said something phlegm. There's a phlegm there. And then afterwards. but what we are going to do, we're going to take a break and we're going to do some more random stuff that, of course, that you know that happens right here on this show. There's no other place that it happens. Not like this, anyway. I apologize for being missing. People sent out a search party. I saw people with flashlights. I thought I saw, dogs and stuff, sniffing around. I was like, they might be looking for me. I just yelled out the window, hey, no, I'm dead. I'm dead. I'm gone. This is it, folks. Oh, he's up there. Okay, no, he's dying. It's okay, guys. He's just dying. Pack it up. Let's go. No. I'm fine, folks. I'm getting better. I'm definitely getting better. I even have one of those really nice therapeutic pillows that you fill with water, and it's like a water pillow. My biggest fear, though, is that it, pops, and now I have, a wet mattress, a wet memory foam mattress, and now I also have, it's just, I don't know, it's all over the place, but I love it. I love everyone who tried to check in on me and seeing how I was doing and things like that, so thank you all, and I hope everyone, I mean everyone, has a fantastic week, has a fantastic Monday, has a fantastic Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, all the way around to the end of the month, leading up to next month, and so on and so forth. Ladies and gentlemen, we're going to be right back. You know the ways to find us. CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes, Music, Google Podcasts, so many fantastic ways. Don't forget about the Daily Shift on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio, and the other fantastic shows on those channels, such as Outside the Box and My Spin Radio, just like there's other fantastic shows on the Jazz Lounge and My Vibe. Just like it's your vibe, if you want to go onto the Wisdom app and be a host, just like I am. You can go on there, you can download the app, and you can be a host, and you can have people be a guest on your very own podcast type. And what you can do, you can talk to others, or you can join in on other people's shows and try to talk to them, and or just listen in. It's up to you. Just like it's up to you on the Anchor podcast. Well, it's called Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. But you can go on to Podcaster and also be a host there. All these fantastic ways to listen to The Daily Shift. So there's no excuse. This is The Daily Shift, ladies and gentlemen. Oh, I'm sorry. There is an excuse if I'm not there. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we'll see you after the break.
Kiss me hard before you go. Summertime sadness. I just wanted you to know that baby, you're the best.
Thank you for sticking to it. Oh, and thank you for listening and all that. I know it was like a whole week. Tomorrow I'm going to play the episode that should have... Well, I'm going to upload the episode that should have been uploaded. Because Tuesday is missing, and after that I was just out. I wasn't able to do it. And I apologize for that. I do want to talk about something. I did not know this because I was laying in the room pretty much the whole time. I didn't, honestly, I don't even know. I don't even think I really ate like that, like for like 2 days, I don't think I really ate. And like part of me was like, I need to eat something. But then I was like, every time I thought about food, I was like, forget it. Like, I couldn't even really think straight. Like, my head was just throbbing. But one thing I did notice is that when I was finally able to, like, get up and, like, finally be mobile, I walked back into, like, my room, and then, like, a swift punch in the face from Chuck Norris, it just... Like, it, I don't know if, like, I spilled, like, a cup of water or something, but just, it was bad. Like, at first, I was like, oh, like, it smelled like my cologne or whatever, and you know, I was like, what's that after smell? I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, oh my gosh, I was like, I'm glad I had a cold. I could only imagine how bad that would have been if I did not. You know, like, oh my gosh. Like, it was just so bad. Like, have you ever tried to, first of all, have you ever tried to pinpoint a smell? Like, try to figure out what it is? I'm not used to it, so, like, I was just like, where do I even start? Like, it's under the bed, it's something like, you know. And I was eating string cheese. Well, no, at that time I hadn't. So it was weird. It was just like I'm pretty sure like maybe like some water spilled into the carpet. And I like just need to like burn the carpet now. No, I don't know what happened, but like it went from smelling really nice in there and to smelling just terrible. I didn't enjoy it. But then, like, it, like, the smell, like, just crept into me. So now, like, it doesn't bother me when I'm in there. But when I walk back in, the worst. So now I just have to avoid my own bedroom. So that's fantastic. That or just, I think we should just go with the fire idea. No, no, folks, don't do that. Fire is not a plaything. Unless it's firecrackers, fireworks, on holidays, certain holidays. Is it okay to set off fireworks on a birthday, by the way? Is that a thing? How do you get rid of, like, really bad smells? I know everyone has, like, their own remedies, like, even home remedies. Like, oh, you should do this, or you should do this. And it also depends on where it is. Like, okay, let's say you have the smell of burnt popcorn in your microwave. How do you get rid of that? I can tell you one way. You go to the store, you get a new microwave, and you call it a day. I'm not trying to, oh, man. Like, what do you do? Like, there's certain things that you just can't get rid of. Well, not immediately. It, like, takes a while, and then it's through the, oh, it's through the house. Oh, forget it. Forget it, right? I don't know. There's tons of different odors that can get caught. And there's tons of different ways to get rid of them. But it's like, what ways are actually effective? Like, some people would be like, oh, you gotta do this. It's clear. It's clear what you gotta do. It's like, no, it's not. It's not as clear as you think. And then on top of that, like I said, I'm still getting over being sick. But I will say that while being sick and, like, injured, essentially, like, I tapped in to some skills, forgotten skills. Do you have forgotten skills? Like, skills that you, like, can tap into that, like, you forgot that you all, like, that you had? I did not remember. Like, I knew that, like, I could sew and stuff like that. Like, a stitch and all that kind of stuff. But I, like, actually did it, like, while I was... Because I was like, well, I can't do anything else. And I was like, I don't want to do anything strenuous, you know? Little did I know how frustrating stitching really was. Like, when I got the needle and thread, I was like, oh, my gosh. Well, you just go through the little loop. And I like, people who do, like, who have, like, done the needle and, like, threaded a needle, know what I'm talking about. You know, like, there's that one long hair at the end of, like, the thread, and you have to get that through first, otherwise none of this is gonna work out the way you, oh my gosh, just, oh. Then when you finally get it through, it's like, wait, just let me grab, yes, ugh. But it's so satisfying to know that you were able to do something, like, to do something like that. And we talked about this in one of the other shows. Maybe this was the show that did not air yet. So this will be like a little glimpse into what is possibly going to be foreseen on tomorrow's episode. Tomorrow I'm probably going to take another day just to possibly fully heal, or at least get a lot better, because I do have an appointment with doctors and things like that. Dr. Miller being one of them. He's phenomenal. Thank you, sir. He's part of the reason why I'm able to walk around and move today. So thank you. And I'm going to see if I'm able to get more done, be fully functional, have that extra, just gonna unlock my chakras and get me back to full energy. I still have one thing I am still very positive, though. Like, I'm very happy and very, I always look forward to the future. Like, and especially when I was, like, in so much pain, that was the one thing keeping me going. I was like, I was just thinking about, like, oh my gosh, when my back pops, oh, I can't wait for that feeling. It's like, even I was in traffic. That was the worst, because I was sitting upright and my spine was just like, hey, so, Can we just like lean back like in this car chair? It's like, no, we gotta make it to the doctors. We gotta get there. It was the worst feeling ever. I did not like it. Like, I felt so much anger just building. I wanted to yell at everyone, like, please just get out of the way so I can go. See, even then, I wanted to say, please get out of the way. Just so I can go and like, I just wanted to have my back cracked. And then the experience wasn't what I thought it was going to be because, well, for one, like, they, like, you have to do things to like, they have to like loosen you up and make sure the muscles aren't tightening and all this. I don't know, doctor stuff. But like, I was like laying down on my back and like, I was just in so much agony and I was just thinking, I want to get up like right now. Usually you I have to like lay down for like 15, 20 minutes, but I was just like, I just want to stop right here, right now. Like after 5 minutes, I was just like, I just want to stop. And of course I didn't. I was like, I have to go through it. I have to go through the paces, blah, 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 blah. But it was just the worst. But fortunately, they did like were able to crack my back and all that kind of stuff, and I was able to like do a few things to try to keep myself busy. Pokemon Go was one of my friends. Pokemon Go and sewing and stitching. Like, I mean, I didn't have a lot to stitch, so I was just kind of like looking for stuff. Like, hey, this sock could probably. And then I threw it. Like, there were some that I just kind of like stitched together. I actually threw away like three socks. So now there's a sock somewhere that I need to find and match and then throw away. It's. I don't know what I did this weekend, folks. Let's face it. I just kind of survived. Let's just call it surviving. Skills to survive by. That's what this segment's gonna be. With that being said, ladies and gentlemen, this is the oddest, strangest daily shift that I think you'll probably ever hear. But nonetheless, you heard it and you can't unhear it, and now it's stuck in your brain. Just like this whole entire show is. And I hope it stays with you forever. Why? Because this is the Daily Shift, and we're going to take a break. We're going to come back, and we're going to get into. I want to say that we're going to get into the facts. So that's what I am going to say. I'm going to say that we're going to get into the facts, but who knows with this show anymore? Anyway, this is the Daily Shift. We'll see you after the break.
She's upset. She's going off about something that you said. She does.
Hello, ladies and gentlemen. Thank you for standing tuned. Drinking. When was the last time you actually had orange juice? Just not just because it's breakfast, but because you think it's gonna help you. Like, or soup, because you think it's gonna help you. That's where I'm at right I'm still in that phase. But I'm also like mixing in, like, obviously, like I said, I had like cheese over the weekend. Literally just a stick of cheese. And that's like one of the worst things, supposedly, that you could have when you're sick. So there's that. But there's also things that you can do, like listen to the facts. And that's going to help you get through any sickness. Okay, that's not true. It might help though. There's no proof that it doesn't help. I want to go here. It's 28 fun things to do when you're bored and sick at home. Now, of course, I'm guessing this is depending on what kind of sick you're doing, but of course, that's up to you. TheHealthSessions.com is where you could go to follow along if you wish to. It's going to be TheHealthSessions.com. 28 fun things to do when you're home. I'm sorry, when you're bored and sick at home. So let's get started with number one, shall we? And of course, some of these have titles click and learn a little bit more about. Number one, write your best friend a postcard. Well, I think I would just say text message. You know, at this point, I mean, that's what I got. I just got a whole bunch of text messages. If I look in the mailbox, though, and see a postcard, I will be pleasantly surprised by that. That would be a nice gesture. Number two. Wait, what? Why did it write me? Who to who? Anyway, number two. Curl up under a soft blanket with a good cup of tea and an easy book. I didn't have the energy to read. I didn't have it in me. I didn't even have the energy to watch. Actually, oh, wow, that's number three. Actually, have a movie marathon. Number three is have a movie marathon. You could pick an interesting theme like travel, art history, or anything starring Ryan Gosling. That's actually funny. But no, I didn't even have the energy to watch any other, like, they were on in the background just to have the noise there, like, to try to help me sleep, because like I said, I was in so much, like, my tension headache was so severe that I could not sleep. Like, every time I tried to, my head would be like, hey, by the way, do you remember that I'm hurting you? Number four, do crafts work string beads into a bracelet, have a go at knitting, or try painting by numbers. I don't know what painting by numbers is, but there's a hyperlink there, so I can click that afterwards and see what that means, because that sounds interesting. Give yourself a soothing foot massage. I couldn't even sit upright, let alone give myself a foot massage, so forget that. That's out. Number six, create a playlist with happy songs and sing along. Oh, that's every. I mean, I just love music in general, so there we go. Number seven, browse your cookbooks or food blogs for an easy but healthy meal. No, there's no way. But it depends, like I said, it depends on, like, the sickness that you have. Like, I mean, it depends on how sick you are and things like that. Number eight, call your mom. It says mum, M-U-M. So that's why I said it like that. Call your mom. No way. No one in the world will make you feel better when you're sick. I think I can speak for a lot of people when I say this. Grandma. No, I'm sorry. Grandma, like, she can make everyone feel better. Like, grandma is the one person everyone will listen to, no matter what. Even if it's like, oh, well, you need to put your foot behind your head and, like, turn yourself into a pretzel. Oh, man. Like, you'll do it. And everybody in the family will be doing it. Your mom. Your mom. Your dad. your brother, your sister, your kids, your cat, your dog, your rabbit, whatever pets you have, everybody will be doing it, whatever your grandma says. I think that is the one figure. Even your grandpa, like, even though he wouldn't want to do it, like, he would be immune to it. Like, he'd just be like, I don't have to do it. I've done it for years now. Like, you know, like, she's made me do that for years, so I don't have to do it anymore. Harold, come on. Anyway, number 9. Do you physically feel unwell, but have your mind is still up for a challenge? Have a go at Sudoku and crossword puzzles, play Mahjong, watch TED Talks, or listen to captivating podcasts like The Daily Shift. If you're sick, I don't think that this show is going to make you feel any better. You might have more of a headache at the end of it all. I think you might have more of a headache. I think you might need more medicine. This show is like a frying pan to the head. Like, it's not as soothing as you would think. Number 10, give your bedroom a mini makeover. Okay. They're like doing stuff that's active. Like, I've recently learned over the weekend, like, after I eat something, I like to be active. Like, I want to go out and do something. Like, I want to go and, I don't know, like, go for a walk after. Like, at first, like, does anyone have, like, dinner routines? Like, watch TV while they're having dinner, or have dinner, like, and have, like, conversation with their significant other or their kids and all that kind of stuff. I liked watching TV and having dinner, even with, like, my significant other is there. I like the TV on in the background, just to like, it's also, like, a conversation piece, you know? Like, oh, yeah, did you see that? Did you want to watch that later? Whatever. But when it comes to, like, giving a makeover when I'm sick, absolutely not. Like, after dinner, like, I'll go for a walk. I recently started going for a walk, recently, because I was like, this is nice. I'm, like, working off a little bit of it, you know, going for a nice, I don't mean, like, you know, down the block and then back. I mean, like, going for, like, an actual walk. Like, I have the little thing on that it says, like, oh, you went for, like, 2 miles, and it's like, okay, cool. You know, not that that's, whatever. But, yeah, I like to do stuff like that. I mean, I don't know. But that mini makeover thing, I do know. I do know that I don't like that. That, they can keep that one. That's a little too much. Well, what we're going to do right now, we're going to take a break. We're going to come back. We have the entertainment to talk about. There's lots happening there. So with that being said, that's something that you don't want to miss. Why? Because this is The Daily Shift, and you know the ways to find us. You can find us on CastBox, Stitcher, iTunes Music, Google Podcast, Podcaster, formerly known as Anchor.fm. You can send us messages on there. You can also send us messages and talk to us directly on the Wisdom app. And you can also be a host there, just like we host on the Jukebox Radio, Outside the Box Radio, My Spin Radio. And don't forget about the other fantastic hosts and other fantastic shows on those channels, just like the other channels such as My Vibe, The Jazz Lounge. So there's always ways to listen. All you have to do is just tune in. And, oh, I keep forgetting, we are also on Amazon now. So, another way to listen, which I hope you do. Ladies and gentlemen, this is The Daily Shift, and we will see you after the break for the entertainment. Keep it locked.
There ain't no room for fear. change when we are both so deeply stuck in our ways. You can't deny how hard I tried. I changed who I was to put you both first, but now I give up. Go easy on me, baby. I was still a child, didn't get the chance to feel the world around me.
Welcome back, ladies and gentlemen, to the Daily Shift. Thank you all for sticking through through this and listening to my music, Flim. All that good stuff. Luckily, I did not break out. Let's see what happens. In entertainment, a lot has been done. Transformers, the Beast Wars, as many theaters, just like Spider-Man, just like Spider-Verse. I wonder what this new Transformers is. I do want to see, like, there's movies, all of these movies for me to see. Because Transformers, the Beast Wars, I had a tour, like, back then. She like, yeah, I had that, like, you know, for one thousand. But yeah, there was, like, I mean, there's just, like, a lot of people, a lot of the movies that are coming out now, like, memories, like, childhood memories, or just reviews, and some stuff, just I would be okay with just re-releasing some stuff. Just re-releasing it out to theaters. They have done that. Like, there are some movie theaters that do. And I think that's kind of cool that they do. For people to go out and experience that thing. It would be really cool if they, like, re-released the candy. But it's the same candy from that time, you know. All the terrible additives are still in there. Like, I would definitely buy those. I would definitely buy with whatever, like from the first Spider-Man movie with Tobey Maguire, the first one, the Spider-Man gummies. Oh man, I totally buy those. I'm sure somebody else out there would too. Spider-Man Across the Spider-Verse, that's another movie that I'm talking about right now. The Boogeyman is also out in theaters. That's a movie that I plan on seeing sometime this year. I have not gone to see it just yet. I must see it. That's how you know I'm saying. I don't want to waste too much of your time. So what I'm going to say is that as you get ready to head into Tuesday, then I hope you can get into Tuesday. I hope your weekend is fine. So it's Monday. Heading up there. But not good. But it's Tuesday. I'll be in the morning. It's Tuesday. This is the Daily Show. We will see you next time.